Hello and welcome back. Today, Stina and I are doing episode 2 of 7 from our mystical series. And we thought we would share our supernatural encounters, dreams, things that we've seen, visions, things that we've seen in meditation. And just hope that you enjoy. Some of the stories are amazing, some are maybe interesting, some are fun, maybe some not so fun. But either way, we are here to share and entertain you so you can take a break from the holidays and maybe, anything that you need to take your mind off. Have some fun here. So we will start with, do you want to go, Stina, or do you want me to start with a story?
You can go for it.
Okay. I have actually a story that dates back to high school. So a very, very long time ago for me. And I had almost completely forgotten about this if it wasn't the other day someone mentioned something about a smoke shop. And I thought, oh, it brought back memories of like smoke shops back in the day because they were not common. So it was very rare to come across like an actual like smoke shop. So anyways, it reminded me of a story about being in high school, and I had a friend who introduced me to smoking. But it was like, I don't know what these are. They weren't cigarettes, they were called beedies. And they were like these little tobacco things, but they were like different flavors, and they came in like rolled in like this little brown paper. It wasn't weed. I don't know what I was smoking. So that was probably not a good thing. But anyways, I remember it was fun because we were kids and we were like trying new things. And anyway, I had a car, so I was driving. So one day after school, she's like, "Hey, let's go pick up some of these beedies." I ran out. Okay, we hop in the car and we start driving. And we go to the smoke shop, and there were three of us in the car. So I was driving, my friend, and then another friend. My friend in the back seat was like, "I'm not coming in with you guys. I'll just wait for you in the car." So I wanted to see what this place was about. So myself and my friend walked in. And the minute I walked in, I had the strangest feeling. I felt like I walked into like a different dimension. Picture this, broad daylight, sunny out, beautiful day. And then you walk into this place and it's dark. It's like nighttime in there. It just felt like there was no one in there. It was very peaceful, but a little too quiet. It was so quiet. And we were on a busy street, so you couldn't hear any of the traffic that you would hear outside. So we walk in, my friend's walking around like nothing. She's like, "Fine." And I'm like, "Oh my God, what's going on here?" And this man comes out to greet us. This man was dressed in like a black suit, also very strange. He looked like a mortician. But anyways, he was dressed like in a black suit, top to bottom, very elegant. And he very politely greeted us and said, "Can I help you?" And my friend starts describing what she wants. And I'm kind of still staring around in the place and staring at him and kind of looking around. And I didn't see, like, I saw movement and I almost screamed because there was a man that was sitting even further back, but he was so still that he moved. And I was like, "Oh my God, someone's back there." Anyways, so then I'm on edge and I'm like, "Oh my God, I don't know what's going on here." My friend's getting her thing. She's not worried. All of a sudden, this man in the suit, he says, he's looking at both of us and he's like, "Would you guys like a reading? I can read your palm." Okay. This is just getting even more interesting. Getting weirder by the minute. My friend's like, "Oh yeah, cool." So she sticks her hand out, and the guy's like, he's looking, he's tracing her palm, and he says at the end, he's like, "Well, you need to travel before you have a family." And that's all he says. That's the entire reading. He's not saying anything else. You should have a family, travel before you have a family. Okay, now we're both like 18 at this point, so I'm like, okay, that's weird, whatever. Obviously, that's not a reading, but anyway. Then he comes over to me. I was a little like hesitant. I'm like, "I don't know if I want this guy touching my hand, but all right." So I put my hand down. He looks. He pauses. He looks at me. He looks at my palm. He looks at me. Very serious. Now the tone's changed. Like, he's not laughing. It's not funny. I'm freaking out even more. I'm like, oh my God, what does he see? And he says, you need to believe in God. Trust that God will take care of things. I was like, okay. I don't know how I felt about the whole thing, but I was more uncomfortable. We leave the shop. Nothing else happens. Flash forward, maybe 3 months later, after this experience, my friend turned out pregnant.
Oh my God.
So she didn't get a chance to travel before she had a family, but that's what he was trying. He saw the pregnancy. He didn't tell her. He told her in his way.
Yeah.
I freaked out because that's what I remembered that the man said. I'm like, now that makes sense. He did do a reading. Then it just made me worry. Like, what does that mean for me? Why do I need to believe in God? What's going to happen? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if anything else happened. I just remember that that was a really freaky moment, but it was so interesting to me and I'll never forget it. It was just such a good experience. It was cool.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's so creepy. Like random too. I think I have like, or do you know if she traveled after she got a family or?
I don't think she did.
No.
No. Unfortunately, no.
I don't think she did.
Yeah. I mean, I think she wound up having a very beautiful family and more kids, but I don't think she got a chance to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, I'm still trying to figure out why I need to believe in God.
I don't know what God can be so many things.
He kind of made it sound like I was going to go through a lot of trials and tribulations or something. Like,
oh, you know, I was like, so you need to have faith to go through it. Yeah.
That's how I took it.
Yeah. As long as you're believing in something bigger, I guess. I don't know.
That was my message.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I can do the first one very quickly because I kind of had the same thing. But then I was like, not 14, maybe 13 or something, or 12. And we were going around, we were traveling around Norway with my family. And they had like some places they have like Middle Age festivals, or like where people dress up and you can kind of do different stuff from the Middle Age and stuff like that. Like if you want to make your own bracelet, you can like melt the iron and stuff like that. Yeah. So we were at one place like that, and there was this parrot lady, and I went up to her and asked like, oh, can you do a reading for me? And she was like, no, you're too young. Because she only took people over 14 or 16. I don't remember. So she was like, you're too young. I don't want to affect your like life, I guess. But what she did, she pulled one card and she was like, you have more people around you than you notice. So be grateful for the people around you. But then again, I kind of understand it now, but at the same time, I didn't really like understood it because I didn't feel that way. But then again, like a few years later, that was when one of my friends passed away. So maybe it was something to do with that. To be grateful for people around you. And this time, I don't know. But yeah, that reminded me of that story. But if we have time for the other one, I'd do that as well. Because I was traveling and I was in Ecuador. And we were doing research on whales and stuff like that. And on this site, there was this girl that was studying. She was there as well. And she was very interested in like spiritual stuff too, like tarot, like star signs and everything. And so we talked a little about that. because I thought it was like, oh, that's interesting. And she managed to find one guy in the same town that was doing tarot cards. And I was like, yeah, sure. And he did like her deck first or her reading first. And then she was translating because he was speaking Spanish and I didn't understand. And she was translating until a certain point where she had to go. And then we used like Google Translate from the phone. And this guy did the reading and it makes sense, some of it. I don't remember all of it, but yeah. But after he did the reading, he was like, if you give me like $300, I will heal everything. All the darkness, all the stuff that you have, I will clear it all so you can just move on with your life. You don't need obstacles. Like, you can just thrive instead of having to go through trials and yeah, stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I don't have the money for that, first of all. Second of all, I'm a little, I don't know if I believe it or if I don't believe it. And I'm alone. And there's two men here and one lady in the back. I don't know any of them. And yeah, so it was a little shady. But he was like, okay, okay. How much money do you have on your, like, in your pocket? I was like, yeah, I have $20. He was like, okay, I can take the $20 and I can give you some clearing or healing. I was like, okay. And then I was supposed to hold out my hands. And then he kind of touched my hand or hold my hand. And then suddenly I felt like this electric wave coming into my hand. Like, you know, if you turn on the electrical stuff, you can feel the vibration. Or if you get like shocked, you feel it's a lot of pulsating or like it's hurting you in a way. And he was like taking his hand like on my forehead, different places on my body. And I can feel this electric pulsating. And he was working on some stuff. And I got a little like scared or more like, I don't know if I want to do this. This feels weird. And then it becomes even more painful, like the electric wave. I don't know how to call it. It was very weird. It was like he was connected to like a power source or something like that. Because if you put on like a taser or something, I can imagine it was kind of the same, but not like hurting as much. And he did that and he finished up. But after that, I noticed like even months later, from time to time, because also while he was doing it, I was getting like white flashes behind my eyes or in my eyes. And I noticed that that was appearing once in a while. Like sometimes it went like weeks in between or maybe a month, but it was there. And every time that happened, my mind went back to him and I was like, what is this? Is he hooking on or is he, I don't know. But I manage to just be like, okay, I allow whatever out there to help me clear this out. And I didn't know what I was doing. I just was like, okay, I need to get rid of this stuff. And I managed to, which was nice. But I was also in a space where there was a lot of monks. So I think that also helped me out. But yeah, but after that, it went away. And I got one that was reading me like a year after or 6 months after and just looking at it. And she said it was like kind of him hooking on or like had a cord or something and kind of took my energy out or like head off it or like, yeah, I don't know. It was weird.
I was just thinking that like, oh no, it sounds like a what they call the energy vampire.
Yeah. Yeah. He was, I don't know. I got some stuff out of the reading and I understand some of it now. But at the same time, he was a little, I don't know. He's good as like at what he's doing, but at the same time, maybe a little, I don't know what to say.
Maybe he was just a little like shady.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I believe he probably had the powers he had because you felt it, but maybe the maybe the intentions weren't completely good.
I don't think so. Because I also think like if you resist into something, it's not supposed to hurt more. It should be more like, okay, you're not ready to let that go. We can stop.
Yeah.
But I said like, no, no, no. You have to surrender.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Scary. Wow. What a good experience.
Yeah, it was very interesting, but that kind of also helped me getting more curious for the spiritual stuff and what is out there.
Yeah, especially when you feel it like that. I mean, it wasn't great, right? Like, but
yeah,
just to feel the energy. It's one thing to believe it. It's one thing to like in your mind's eye see it, but there's something about physically feeling like, oh, I feel that this is real.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. And I have another one that did healing on me where I felt it too. But that story will come in episode number 3.
Ooh,
or next episode. Yeah. So it will come out tomorrow. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening. And yeah, goodbye.